This is Garage Logic Podcast number 69. It's Christmas Eve Day, 2018, December 24th. It was 31 below back in 1872 when they were wrapped in horsehair blankets. And it was 47 degrees on this day in 1909. We are brought to you by Fratelloni's Ace Hardware Stores.
And now, from the mayor's office, above the boathouse, on the east shore of Spoon Lake, it's Garage Logic. With Rookie on production, Chris Reavers, director of social media, John Hyde in the newsroom, and occasionally Kenny from the Krabby Coffee Shop, here is your flashlight king, fireworks commissioner, and keeper of common sense, your mayor, Joe Souchere.
Guys, you know what I saw on the network news last night?
What did you see?
Hollywood is buying up podcasts and turning them into movies. And I mentioned to the CP, I think Garage Logic would be one hell of a movie. And, of course, I was met with derision.
Who would play you?
Matthew McConaughey.
Wow.
Or Jeff Bridges. One of the two.
Oh, Bridges would be good.
Bridges would make a wonderful mayor of Garage Logic. By the way.
I don't like this mic.
By the way.
It's too far away.
There's two performances today by the Garage Logic Wives Choir. At 4 p.m., the choir will be appearing at We Don't Know That Park. That's right off Needle Nose Avenue on the what shore would that be? The south shore of Hello Lake. That is a 4 p.m. Are you going to that one, John, or the later one?
I think I'll go to the later one.
Well, at 8 p.m., the Garage Logic Wives Choir will be at the gazebo at the foot of Curmudgeon Street.
Cool.
Near the mayor's office. And the special event tonight, I got to think there'll be a big turnout in town for this. They're going to do a rendition of Baby It's Cold Outside.
Yes.
With the Garage Logic Wives Choir taking the female lyrics and the Garage Logic Volunteer Fire Department and the greenskeeping crew from Creature Path Golf Club will be doing the male lyrics. So that's tonight at 8. And then as they always do, they conclude with Silent Night. That's tonight at 8 p.m. at the gazebo at the foot of Curmudgeon Street.
All songs we can't play on the podcast.
The Knack is closing today at 3, but the store tree will remain lit through the night. Bobby Anderson, who runs the place, wanted me to tell you that. Yeah. And kids, don't worry. It's clearing up, and the government shutdown will not stop Santa on his way. NORAD is still up and running, and the kids of America and Gumption County can rest easy. The shutdown will have nothing to do with the North American Aerospace Defense Command and the U.S. Northern Command. They are reassuring children to keep an eye on the sky and the sleigh being pulled by the reindeer.
We did the Santa tracker this morning at our house.
Well, you know, you got to do it tonight, too.
Yeah.
Right after the concert tonight, I'll have to tune that in and see where Santa is.
I should pull it up right now.
You know what? I heard a disturbing thing.
Uh-oh.
Little kids are getting too wise.
I'll say.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when they look at Santa coming into your house down the chimney, they say that's like a robber coming into your house. It just breaks my heart.
Were you informed of this by one in your home?
Yeah.
So the kids are just becoming too cynical, basically.
They're becoming cynics.
It's easy when they're young. You know, the four-year-old.
What's easy?
Oh, he believes anything I tell him, the four-year-old. But now the seven-year-old, he's starting to ask some questions.
Well, I got one that's going to be 3 in April. And every time I say, do you want to hear about Santa? She says, nah, not really.
I'm good. Give me that iPad.
I'm good. Give me the iPad. And her older sister thinks, I got to leave food out for a guy that comes in my house? Yeah, you do.
Santa, by the way, currently in Armenia.
Really?
Yep. Wow. I got her on the old tracker right here.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I've got a wonderful Christmas card from the Lake Detective. Mm-hmm. A decorative sprig of bladderwort taken underground. A picture that the LD always decorates something festive from underwater, and here's a decorative sprig of bladderwort with ornaments on it. And he says, Merry Christmas, Blue Water Science, Steve McComas. And our old friend Miss Minnetonka sent a nice card. Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wonderful? All right. We had a wonderful time at Summit.
Yes, we
Brewing
did.
Friday for a live podcast. Blast,
that was a lot of fun.
Did it ever get posted?
You know, oddly enough.
I was really worried about that.
You were. Oddly enough, I had to leave the Summit party to come take care of business to make sure the show got up. And
that's what you do for a living.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
The bosses were all here when I arrived.
Right. Okay. So, and you were hoping to time it that they wouldn't be.
Right. That was kind of my hope. But but it was a lot of fun. Paul and Marcy and Mark Stutter, they were awesome hosts for us. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun on Friday.
I don't get it either.
What do you mean?
That sold out in about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
When we were live on air, you'd go someplace, there'd be nine people. I don't get it.
You know what we are? We're in demand.
I guess.
And we're on demand. Huh? That should be a two.
I feel bad about Rads. Longtime listener, Tom Radke. Tom, I got your email today.
Oh, shoot.
It was dated December 21st. And he was looking to maybe go in with someone who would have been allowed a guest. And I feel terrible. Can you squeeze me in? He said, maybe next time.
Yeah, I felt bad. I received quite a few emails over the weekend too of people that wanted to be there, but we just, you know what, we had a limit. So I do feel bad. I did also meet a couple of guys. I think Johnny, you were part of this conversation. A couple of guys were like, oh, that's cool that you won. He goes, no, I just snuck in.
Really?
I said, what? He goes, yeah, I just showed up. I didn't care.
Have you posted artist in residence Greg Holcomb's Christmas cartoon?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Well, he has a new category of cartoons. He's celebrating great moments in Garage Logic, and today is the kids putting on the nativity play and Mary and Joseph being told, this is referencing a caller we had years ago, Mary and Joseph are looking for some room at the inn, and the kid playing the innkeeper, we were told on the telephone call, didn't have the heart to tell him there wasn't any room. So he said, look, there really isn't any room, but how about a beer? So that's in there today, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah, it's posted online. Just go to the – and people sometimes have an issue with this one. Go to garagelogic.com, hold the mouse on the features portion, and then the drop-down menu will hit, and then you go to comics, and then boom.
And on Friday, I was quite taken with the idea that some cattle in North Dakota
oh my God.
Had formed a crucifix out in the field.
You were.
And I continue to believe they did that on their own. Only to be told repeatedly by people that no. The farmer can establish that pattern by how he distributes grain on the field, and then the these bursts of these beasts of burden will just align themselves along the. And then I got an email an email again Friday, but it pertains to this regarding the cross discussed on today's show, which he said this is from. Jeff in Hancock, he thought it was excellent to view that show live on Facebook, by the way.
Oh, the Summit show. Those guys did a good job, Pat and Eric and all of the people that helped us with that stuff. That was cool.
Wait a minute. Check this out.
Mm-hmm.
You mean to tell me that podcast from Summit Brewing was able to be watched live by people?
Don't you remember the part we were talking about us being
no,
on the
I thought
stream?
That was I thought that was only an internal,
an in-house deal?
Yeah.
No, we were that was being Facebooked live. Facebooked live.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he
people were making fun of my sweater, by the way, my Christmas sweater.
He said, here are links to some several videos by a guy in Kansas that will show Joe exactly how cow art is done with a feed truck out in the pasture and a drone camera. They can do Happy Valentine's Day, Olympic rings, high from space. And to demonstrate just how curious cows can be, check out this one, which is the video that made him famous, serenading cattle with a trombone. And he says, stick with it until the 1 minute mark and the cows start coming over the hill.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work. Really enjoying the show. And you settled into the podcast format really well. Well, I appreciate that.
The trombone one, that's been around a while. That's a good one.
So I'm really late to this cow art, aren't I? I had no
apparently.
I had no idea. I was so taken, given the state of the world as we approach Christmas Friday, I was so taken with the idea that the cows took it upon themselves to reflect and make a cross out in the field. I desperately wanted to believe they did that of their own accord. only to discover that this is common and that farmers, apparently with too much time on their hands, they establish cow art.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to look up cow art, and all I get is pictures of cows' heads painted.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they can put in St. Paul City Hall instead of the mural.
Yeah, there you go. Some cow art.
Cow art.
I received a number of texts.
They sure as hell won't be putting up a crucifix.
From my rural people.
Yes.
One of them shall go nameless, and he said, I love Joe, but dear God, tell me he's not this stupid.
Yes, he was that stupid. See,
look at they all lined up.
Here's what happened.
In a row.
Here's what happened. When we go live,
yep,
the preparation for the show is different. Because I'm anticipating there'll be a lot of interaction.
Yeah.
Sure. As there was Friday when we had the great sing-along for Baby It's Cold Outside, yep, and the females clearly obliterated the males.
Not
they
even
were terrible.
Close. Yeah.
They were terrible. So I'm gathering material somewhat in a bit of haste. And I saw the great photograph of the cattle in North Dakota forming a crucifix. Yeah. And all I saw was cows form crucifix during Christmas season. And I thought they did this on their own. And whoever your texting friend is, Reavers, I was that dumb. Yeah. I thought, you know, miracles happen.
Sure.
I thought maybe that was...
It's the season. Absolutely. You got swept up in it.
Yeah. Say, Moeller texted me, and he wants to thank the GLers. They had an outstanding turnout of Christmas shoppers at the three RF Moeller Jewelers stores. And he said, if you would, don't bother advertising Monday on Christmas Eve day. Thank people for me. And so I'm not only thanking GLers who supported Moeller, but I'm thanking Moeller for supporting the podcast. And it all worked out very well. Three RF Moeller Jewelry stores. I'd be love to see you all year long, but give them till after Christmas now, and you can get back in there. You know, Ford in Cleveland and St. Paul, 50th in France and Edina, Gavaday Common in downtown Minneapolis, and rfmoeller.com. This Christmas Eve Day podcast will resume in a moment.
Hardware stores, sifting through the nuts and bolts of life. Joe Souchere.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
It's Christmas Eve.
I know, and I was careful. But I could not resist lodging my complaint about what I'm about to say. A prominent British actor says it's time for a transgender James Bond.
Huh?
You know, Merry Christmas to all our transgender friends. But can't we just have one guy who is James Bond? Isn't that okay?
Yeah.
Can't we just have one guy?
Come on.
And I think James Bond should be a guy. I don't care what race. Isn't there been some talk of Idris Elba?
Yes.
Yeah. Being James. Fine with me.
He'd be a good James
Bond. Hell of a James Bond.
James Brown. James Bond.
Or James Brown. Yeah, in fact, he might be a better James Brown. According to at least one prominent British actor, the time has come for a transgender actor to play the movie spy James Bond because there are a lot of transgender people in the army. Well, let me stop right there. James Bond was a naval commander. He wasn't in the army. Isn't that correct, John?
Uh-huh.
Actor Dominic West, who is best known in the United States for his role in the critically acclaimed HBO series The Wire, made the comments to the Sunday Times Magazine and suggested that Hannah Graff, just a minute, I got a cough, that Hannah Graff, the highest-ranking transgender British soldier, should take the role. West met Graff during the filming of the 2018 film Colette, which stars West and fellow Brit Keira Knightley. Hannah Graff's husband, Jake Graff.
Huh?
So Hannah Graff was a guy?
Wait a minute.
Now married to a guy?
No. Wait.
West met Graff during the filming of the 2018 film Colette, which stars West, Dominic West, and fellow Brit Keira Knightley. Hannah Graff, the transgender soldier that West is touting, her husband, Jake Graff, played a supporting role in the film.
Check this out.
Okay.
Graff, who serves with the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers, came out as a transgender woman in 2013 and is the highest-ranking transgender soldier in the British Army. West explained his suggestion by saying she's a beautiful blonde girl who could be Bond. This is a brilliant idea. They should have a transgender Bond because there are a lot of transgender people in the Army. Well, does that mean she can act? Hannah Graff, who is not currently an actress, responded to the comments by saying that she was flattered, but that she did not foresee a career in acting. She did, however, say that there's no reason why there shouldn't be a transgender Bond and that there's been too many men in hero roles. Well, can't you just leave Bond alone? Huh? Can't we just leave Bond alone? In the past, the James Bond character has been played by a number of prominent male British actors, including Roger Moore, Sean Connery, Pierce Brosnan, and Daniel Craig, who currently has the role. A new Bond film is out in 2019 and will reportedly again star Craig, who has publicly voiced a desire to move on from the role. I don't get that either. These guys, they get this great role, and then they have to make sure that we all understand that the role is beneath them.
Mm-hmm. Dominic West would be a good James Bond.
Yeah.
I don't understand why he thinks it has to be a transgender person.
Craig's impending departure from the role has led for many to call for a more inclusive casting of the Bond role, including widespread support that Idris Elba would be cast as the next Bond. Those rumors have been debunked by both Elba and the studio that produces the Bond movies. Hmm. Nothing against this woman who is serving her military in England, this transgendered woman, but no. No, it's James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Shaken, not stirred.
Should be off limits.
Let's see. Can't we have one thing remain the same? Hmm.
Don't get it. West is a really good actor, too. Did you watch The Wire?
Hell no.
Oh, God, it's
Which
wonderful.
One was he in The Wire?
He was Jimmy McNulty.
Oh, okay.
The star, basically. Okay. Yeah, he was great.
Isn't The Wire that was set in Baltimore?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess I've seen it.
Well, the main white actor was Dominic West.
I didn't watch it religiously.
Pat was the one. Royce was a big Wire guy.
Well, I love The Wire. Yeah.
I guess I'm just unaware that people tell me we live in the golden age of television or what's available through the television set.
Or if you're John, through your phone.
Yeah.
No.
But I'm not that dedicated.
I just don't have enough time.
But plus, I keep finding stuff that I find far more interesting to me than a Netflix film or The Wire.
Like a Bridge document.
Well, I'm along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Watched a couple of episodes over the weekend of Aerial America on the Smithsonian Channel. And they're doing state by state. And I watched Mississippi. And I watched Illinois.
Hmm.
And then yesterday I watched American Wilderness. And what it is, it's an hour of drone coverage flying over anything memorable in the state. For example, in Mississippi, you know, they flew over, and they do the good and bad. Mississippi has had a dark past with civil rights.
You're a hypocrite.
Why?
You're anti-drone. You can't enjoy the fruits of the drone.
Well, it's a drone being used correctly.
It doesn't matter. You have taken the stance of being anti-drone.
I didn't say that if I was a farmer standing out in the field in Mississippi and the drone flew over me, I'm not saying I wouldn't have shot it out of the air. But that's how they're getting the coverage.
Sure.
I'm suspecting it's drone. Maybe it's airplanes. I don't know. But it's low enough to be drone.
It's drones.
Yeah, but, my word, it made me want to go to Mississippi. What history there is there. And you got, they went to Tupelo, Johnny, and they went to, what's the crossroads where Robert Johnson sold his soul to the devil?
61
and something else. Yep. And, I mean, it was just all, and the beautiful Confederate era buildings and churches and tombs. Well, there's a lot of dead people in Mississippi. They show a lot of graveyards. Missouri, too. Missouri, Illinois, and Mississippi, I got.
Is it alphabetical order?
I don't know. And then... they did the American Wilderness, and God, there's some incredible wilderness areas that I was unaware of.
Remember coming up next.
That's what it's like. Remember the guy, John, named Frank Church, the senator?
Sure, certainly. Yeah.
And he was a big advocate of protecting wilderness. And apparently there's an area in Idaho that's just called The Church, named after him.
Wow.
And it's so remote and so rugged that no effort has been made to even get people in there. There's no walking trails. There's no – and it's just – but by drone, boom. It's a boom.
Sure.
It's just fascinating.
It does sound fascinating, but see, I guess my argument would be you can watch that and The Wire if you if
well,
you
I guess
so,
you could.
So
I guess you could. I guess you could, but that would—
Because really good drama is fun to watch, too.
That's true, John. That's true. But that's too much TV time. I don't—
Did you know there's an Aerial America Minnesota?
I'm sure there is.
It was shot in 2013.
On the Smithsonian?
I'm assuming.
Well, that's where I'd see it.
Yeah.
I have not seen that one.
Yeah.
Shot, I would love to see it.
Shot in 2013, Discover the State, where the Mississippi River begins. Paul Bunyan was born, and Prince's Minneapolis Sound came alive.
That's oh, it'd be fantastic. I'm gonna look for it.
There you go.
I check the listings all the time to see if I can come up with something. Just fascinating. I'm glad it amuses you.
That was in season one, episode 34, Minnesota.
34.
Well, you know what? I bet I could look it up. I bet I could just get it on demand.
You could. Yeah, just Aerial America, Minnesota.
And you could, if you had, you could look it up online. Hey, coming up next, New York.
No, you know what's coming up next? And we're all gearing up because many of the staff are not here today because they're going to the 4 o'clock performance of the Garage Logic Wives Choir. Mm-hmm. And they're getting tuned up right now at the Knack Hardware and Lounge where they can leave at 3 and motor their way down, walking to Hello, Hello Lake. Where the gals will be performing, and then don't forget tonight, the 8 o'clock performance. It's the Garage Logic Wives Choir taking the female lyrics in "Baby It's Cold Outside," and the Garage Logic Volunteer Fire Department and the grounds crew from Creature Path Golf Club will be taking up the male roles. When we get back, can we have a John Height newscast?
Sure.
You learn more here by accident than elsewhere by design. Here's Joe Souchere.
I can play this with you, GB. The Christmas tune by GB, maybe?
That's right. Well, Merry Christmas,
baby.
Let
it play out a little. Let it play out a little.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Sounds like the Replacements at First Avenue.
This might be at O'Gara's, actually. It looks like, doesn't it look like O'Gara's?
It does, kind of, yeah.
We're watching the YouTube video.
Who is David Hasselhoff?
He's an actor. He was the star of Knight Rider, the television show.
Why in the hell did you just think of him?
You know what I heard? And I thought it was pretty damn... I heard it on the radio.
All right.
No, what?
No, and I thought it was so damn good, I had to look it up on YouTube. David Hasselhoff doing Heroes by David Bowie.
Huh,
and it
really?
Was really,
really,
I didn't really know, good.
I didn't know you could hassle the Hoff.
I don't know anything about him, except I love the arrangement. It was it was a really, really good version of it. Here's John Hyde in the newsroom.
I did not know he was a singer.
I didn't either.
I didn't know who he was, period.
Baywatch?
Come on. I'm not a Baywatch guy.
Oh, he was in Baywatch, too. That's right.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Isn't he a notorious public drunk or something?
Well, he had an incident.
Some issues.
Yeah, he had an incident. Yeah. In fact, it might have been around Christmas time. Yeah. I gotta
he would not have a dog bowl or something?
he would fall down on occasion and be on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Who's judging?
Yeah, I get it.
Well, I am. I haven't gotten to that point.
Douglas County Sheriff's Office says it received multiple reports of fish houses being broken into Sunday. That's pretty low. Come on.
What can you take?
Break-ins occurred on Stowe Lake, Devil's Lake.
What, people think they leave jewelry in their fish house?
Well, they've got...
They did get some stuff here.
Some are outfitted with TVs and all sorts of stuff.
Stowe Lake, Devil's Lake, and Moon Lake between midnight and sunrise Sunday, Sheriff's Office said they were forcibly entered. Fishing equipment, electronics, heaters, propane tanks, and other items were stolen. If you have any information on any of this, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office would like you to give them a call.
That's got
to
be violating some kind of code, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's not right. Yeah. Not right. Storm system still.
By the way, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I did find the Hasselhoff story, and he was eating a cheeseburger off the floor.
I see.
In that particular.
Ooh, yeah. Yikes.
Well, he did a hell of a job on Heroes.
Shirtless, by the way. Yeah. Shirtless. It's reminding me of the rookie photo where Rookie's eating, pretending to eat his spaghetti that he spilled on the cafeteria floor down here.
What do you mean pretending? He
ate it. That's true. Yeah.
What I'm just curious, who was playing Heroes by David Hasselhoff? Where did you hear it?
Stern Show.
Oh, okay.
And then I looked up the video of it. I don't know who his backup band was. Huh. He was performing it in Berlin.
Well, I didn't know, like Chris said, I was unaware that Mr. Hasselhoff sang. So. A storm system still out over the Pacific Ocean is in position to bring a post-Christmas snowstorm to the Twin Cities and surrounding region. They're still not sure of the track and all that fun stuff, but the National Weather Service said Monday morning there's increasing confidence a winter storm will impact Minnesota and Wisconsin starting Wednesday night into Friday. Latest forecast indicates the biggest potential for heavy snow, more than 4 inches, will be in southwestern Minnesota to northwestern Wisconsin. That does include the Twin Cities. Meanwhile, mostly dry through the Christmas holiday with highs around 30 Monday and Tuesday. North Wisconsin driver had her three little ones along in the car while using marijuana, according to authorities. And the kid's grandmother was also in the car getting high, according to Wisconsin State Patrol. Trooper came upon the family on East Main Street in Ashland when he noticed the vehicle's tinted windows were too dark. Driver Erica Gonzalez, 21, of Washburn, Wisconsin, gave the trooper a grinder with marijuana. Her mom and the children's grandmother identified...
What's a grinder?
To grind the marijuana with. You put it in there and you turn a crank.
That is new to me.
A coffee deal?
I'm unaware that you had to grind it up.
Sometimes. Where's Kenny when you need him, you know?
Well, let's put it this way. Anytime I've come across it, it's already been ground up by apparently somebody else.
Do you pay extra for that?
I guess.
Her mother and the children's grandmother.
And it's been one hell of a long time since I've come across it.
I understand. Her mother and the children's
grandmother. I'm already on probation.
Her mother and the children's grandmother, identified as 49-year-old Tracy Cadott of Ashland, handed the trooper a marijuana pipe also. The patrol said a strong odor of burned marijuana was detected from the vehicle. Gonzalez admitted smoking marijuana with her mother prior to being stopped by the trooper. In the vehicle with Gonzalez were children ages 1 month, 1 year, and 2 years. Gonzalez jailed on suspicion of driving under the influence with kids as passengers and possession of marijuana for drug paraphernalia. Also ticketed for driving after her license was suspended and for having illegally tinted windows.
Yeah, I've got a couple questions.
Yeah.
What's going to happen when marijuana is legal?
What do you mean what's going to happen?
Would she be arrested?
Well, yeah,
in this case, she... Why?
Well, you still can't drive under the influence.
Well, how do we know she was under the influence? Do you have to get out and walk a straight line and do the whole thing you have to do if you've been drinking?
Probably, wouldn't that be a state patrol?
There's a field sobriety test for that,
I'm in no way championing the idea of... Personally, I wouldn't legalize marijuana. That's just me. But if it is legalized and Governor Walz wants it to be, well, are you going to be able to smoke it in your car?
I don't think so.
I think it'd be the same as, you know, having a bottle of whiskey in the car.
There's going to be a limit.
I would assume.
I don't know. You know what? I'm going to look it up.
Well, how can there be a prohibition against it? On the one hand, you're saying this drug is preferable to alcohol. We should legalize it. We can get tax money off it and blah, blah, blah. I did it,
you
John.
You did it, yeah.
I did it because of you. Because of you. But so you can't have it both ways.
Well, you're not having it both ways. If you have, it'd be like you're saying that it'd be both ways with alcohol.
I guess.
It's not.
Yeah.
You can't have a bottle of whiskey in the car.
You're right.
You know, I probably shouldn't have Google searched, how do you test for marijuana on a work computer? I'm getting a lot of kits on how to beat the system.
Never mind. Just continue. I'm sorry.
As the partial government shutdown continues, the White House and congressional Republicans awaiting a Democratic response to their counteroffer in negotiations over President Trump's demand for $5 billion for a border wall. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney said the offer fell between the $1.3 billion for border security that Democrats supported and the $5 billion for border wall construction that the president wants. But because the Senate won't meet to debate until at least Thursday, Mulvaney said the shutdown could continue into the new Congress, which begins January 3rd.
In California, if a California officer pulls you over and believes that you are driving under the influence of marijuana, their first course of action to verify their suspicions will usually be a field sobriety test, much like an alcohol-related test.
Well, in this Ashland case, it sounds like they could have got her for a variety of problems.
Well, basically, they were just handed stuff
suspended
over to
license and tinted windows and the whole deal.
Less than 2 hours after Defense Secretary Jim Mattis went to the White House Thursday to hand in his resignation letter to the president, the president stood in the Oval Office and dictated a glowing tweet announcing that Mattis was retiring, which of course he wasn't, with distinction. The problem? The president, apparently according to sources in the White House, had not yet read the letter. Mattis in the letter had issued a rebuke of the president over his neglect of allies and tolerance of authoritarians. President grew increasingly angry over the weekend as he watched a parade of defense analysts go on television to talk about Mattis's bravery, that according to another aide, so he decided on Sunday he'd had enough. In a tweet, the president announced he was removing Mattis from his post by January 1st, 2 months before the defense secretary had planned to depart. Trump said that Patrick M. Shanahan, Mattis's deputy and a former Boeing exec, would serve as the acting defense secretary, praising him as very talented and adding that he will be great. If you are on Twitter, you may have noticed the president's been very busy the last 2 days on social media. He went after, among other things, Republican Senator Bob Corker. Corker, of course, is a frequent critic of the president, has been. The president tweeting that Corker wasn't serving a third term because, well, President Trump hadn't backed him. Corker responded on Twitter with, yes, just like Mexico is paying for the wall, hashtag alert the daycare staff.
So I know you're not a social media guy. But for those of us that are, he's the one entity, he's the one thing that you can't get away from when you're on Trump. It doesn't matter what happens.
It's impossible.
No matter who you block, no matter what
you
mute.
But I don't feel I'm missing anything.
Well,
no matter what he says, I'm going to hear about it.
That's true.
Yeah. Yesterday there was 11 of them, I think, before noon. I stopped to count.
Are you kidding?
Holy moly. U.S. markets only open half a day Monday. That's
how you doing over there, Joe?
Not too good.
600 some points down this half day, this Monday. This all comes after an unusual statement by Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
When are we going to fire him?
He convened a series of calls on Sunday with CEOs of the country's biggest banks. Mnuchin said the executives assured him their banks are healthy and have ample liquidity to lend to customers and businesses. He said this is the type of announcement that raises the question of whether Treasury sees problems with the rest of the market. That, according to Cowen and Company analyst Jarrett Seaberg, stocks are on a pace for their worst December since the Depression. On Friday, the Dow ended its worst week since 2008. NASDAQ in a bear market, and of course, as we learned this Monday morning, 653 points. Seaberg said
down 653 by noon, John.
Yeah, today. Sorry about that, Joe. I barely hadn't seen that yet, huh?
Yeah. Well, I knew it was down. I didn't know it had reached 653.
It lost this morning. Well, it's Monday as we record this. It lost 2% of the actual Dow. Then it gained it all back, and then it lost 2% again. Huh. So that's where it's at. Seaberg said it raises the question of why Treasury would need to reassure.
Gonna make her tonight.
we'll be doing this short till I'm 90.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What are all my fiat stocks looking?
Saturday's tsunami in Indonesia was caused by a chunk of the volcanic Anak Krakatau Island slipping into the ocean. It was confirmed.
Was this the son of Krakatau?
Yeah.
Krakatoa? Well,
yes. Is that how you say it? I
think it's
curious.
Krakatoa.
Krakatoa.
What's the other one you had issues with?
Oh,
we were talking about
lots
Friday.
Of them.
No, the country.
Tanzania.
Tanzania. That one's my favorite. Yeah.
Officials at the country's natural disaster agency said it must develop a new tsunami early warning system. At least 373 people killed, hundreds injured, many buildings heavily damaged when the tsunami hit, almost without warning, along the rim of the Sunda Strait between Java and Sumatra Islands. It had been spewing ash. Make sure to leave
that's
that.
What they do. Spew. They spew.
That's spewing a word in because that's
did you see the video of the band getting wiped out?
Yeah.
Good Lord. How did you not know that was coming?
Nobody knew anything was coming. That's why... They want to get a new early warning system.
Yeah, but, well, aren't there buoys out there that alert us?
You would think so. You would think so. Hmm. Yeah. Apparently, the only one, if you haven't seen the video, the band were all killed, and there's someone.
No.
Well, except the lead singer.
I thought only the drummer was killed.
I thought everybody was killed but the lead singer.
I'm going to go with you. You're the newsman.
And I thought his wife, he also
lost
his wife.
I thought the singer was the only guy that made it.
And he lost his wife in it also. Oof. And apparently, they're well known. They're not some, local band. They were... a band that has hits in Indonesia. Anyway, the Dua Katrita Karnawati, the head of the meteorological agency, said this caused an underwater landslide, eventually causing the tsunami. Over 1,000 people injured. Also, besides those deaths, many are still missing.
Quick update for you over there, sir. We will have Mr. Royce today.
Mm-hmm.
But our buddy, yeah. Our little guy,
yeah.
His friend at the airport had a rough morning.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
So we're not gonna.
We're not gonna hear from him today.
No, I don't think so.
All right.
I was in communication with Mrs. Rookie.
I see.
Yeah.
Speaking of volcanoes.
I got kicked out of the Family Feud game.
Would they find him sleeping in the backyard?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, you're not one to talk, yeah, Mr. Reavers.
I'm in a little trouble at the old. We could do this show until tomorrow if you want.
I'm feeling sanely compared to this
Me
news
too.
I'm hearing.
I know.
Yeah. I lost the elf.
He lost the elf on the
you
shelf.
You can't lose the elf.
I don't know where he put him.
You probably ate it.
He got really hungry.
It's in the oven with my pizza. I just need
you
one.
You lost the elf and Rook got kicked out of the family.
Oh, we had a rough one.
I feel good, Joe, too, about myself. Thank you. Speaking of volcanoes.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Check this out.
Rook got kicked out of a game played by his own family?
Yep.
Family Feud. Yeah, the old Family Feud game.
You know, it's a board game, right?
You know what happened? Somebody sassed.
Don't sass. He got shushed.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Yeah. Shush.
I'd love to hear the story, but apparently he's not capable of telling us.
Oh, yeah. He's down for the count.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Huh.
I'm feeling fit and vigorous going into Christmas Eve. I'm fine.
If he's that way at noon, it's going to be a rough Christmas Eve for him. He must have to rest up, apparently.
The way it was told to me, he was sent to bed because, you know.
He was misbehaving.
Right.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad when you're an adult.
It really is. You go to your room now, Dad.
Exactly.
Don't sass.
And don't sass on your way out of the living room.
Oh, golly. Speaking of volcanoes, I love these stories.
We did hear from Stacy, the GL geologist, by the way, to alert us to Mother's rumbling in Indonesia.
Archaeologists have unearthed the petrified remains of a harnessed horse and saddle.
Oh, I saw the photo.
Isn't that weird?
It really is. They're so perfectly preserved.
In the stable of an ancient villa in a Pompeii suburb, Pompeii Archaeological Park head Massimo Osana told the Italian news agency ANSA that the villa belonged to a high-ranking military officer, probably a general, during ancient Roman times. He was quoted on Sunday as saying the remains of two or three other horses were also discovered. The villa's terraces had views of the Bay of Naples and Capri Island. The area was previously excavated during the early 1900s, but later reburied. The volcanic eruption of Mount Vesuvius destroyed Pompeii, a flourishing city near present-day Naples, in 79 A.D. Osuna says suffocating volcanic ash or boiling vapors killed the horses. He says he hopes the villa eventually will be open to public visits. Of course, many other things they've discovered throughout the years from that Mount Vesuvius eruption near Pompeii.
May I say, and I'm sure I'm in the minority here, may I say I find it distasteful that the NFL is playing a Monday night football game?
I thought that they weren't going to do that this year, but yeah.
Of all things, it'll be at Oakland. It's a meaningless game.
God.
There won't be that many people there. It's probably going to be the last game played in Oakland Alameda County Coliseum.
Mm-hmm. We don't need to play on Christmas.
I don't think so.
No, I'm with you on that. I agree. And in fact, when I was looking at the schedule earlier, I thought we weren't doing a Monday night game this
week.
Well,
now Christmas Eve games have been played.
Sure. Yeah.
The Vikings were in one against Green Bay, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Isn't that the famous Moss Mooning game?
Well, no, that was the playoff game, but you're thinking of the famous Royce game.
Which one was that?
Where he saw Dad getting tased with the two kids.
Oh, that was at the Metrodome, a Christmas Eve, but it was a day game.
It was a day game.
Yeah.
Well, because I was there for it with my buddies. It was a 2 o'clock kickoff, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but at least that's done by...
Yeah, you're out of there.
Isn't there a... Can't we have 2 hours of silence? You know, first we got to have a transgender James Bond, and now we can't we have a window of silence on one night a week?
Football.
I like to watch that midnight mass from Rome. You know why? They got play-by-play.
No.
Oh, they got the main announcer. And
like
they
Al Michaels and Collinsworth?
Yes, they got the play-by-play guy. And now the challenge is coming in from the right wing. You'll notice the robes on this guy are a little fluffy.
And you're glued.
I love it.
Oh, man.
I'm waiting for the for Santa to come down the chimney. I'll share one with him. You know,
but he's a robber in your house.
Not in my house. That kid doesn't live in my house.
Did you want more news?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah. A Chanel purse
what
left.
What are you worried about, Reavers? You ain't going home.
That's true.
Chanel purse.
In fact, if I were you, I'd stop someplace and buy an elf.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Yeah. And say you found it in your car.
You know what? It'll be on sale right now.
Hell, you can get it. I can get you an elf by 3 o'clock.
I might have to do that, actually.
Anybody do any shopping over the weekend, speaking of buying stuff?
I went to Fleet Farm yesterday.
Let's see.
Oh, my God. That was the worst decision I could have made. Not, it was just packed. It was nothing against Fleet Farm, but holy crap.
I spent 5 hours roaming around yesterday afternoon.
I can't say that I'm proud of this. Yeah. But
hey, join the club.
But secretly, I am. I have not been in a store this season. I have not shopped
at all.
Zero.
Did you shop online?
You went to the Minnesotan.
Yeah, I did. That's right. I'm sorry. I went to the Minnesotan.
Yeah. But you're saying no Mall of America?
And I stopped at Moeller's.
Okay.
But no, I didn't go to the mall or any place else.
I actually, yesterday, with the snow and everything, and it was a bit festive, felt kind of good. I might have stopped and had one in between stores. But, you know.
Attaboy.
You know, I had fun.
You know, you get to the point where they tell you, I don't want anything.
Yeah.
And now I'm taking that. I'm saying, okay.
Yeah.
I'm accepting that.
You're going to pay for that.
I don't care. That's like the three prices you pay. The price you pay, the price you told her you pay, and the price you'll pay when she finds out the price you paid.
But I'm with you.
I got something, I didn't get it at a store.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
I just said, I don't need anything. I'm good. Mm-hmm. And that's.
I'm serious when I say it. We're very blessed people, all of us in this room. We don't need anything.
I'm good.
You need socks?
Yeah.
I'm good with socks.
I'm good.
Look, I bought me a Summit sweatshirt.
You need drawers?
This was all I needed.
I don't need anything.
Nope. I'm good.
Drawers.
You know the stamps are going up, John?
We talked about that.
I'm not sure we did, John.
50, what's it going to?
55 cents.
Yeah, 55. This 55.
Was 55.
That was a while ago, though, they announced that.
Well, it begins January 27th.
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
to me, still a miracle. You mean to tell me.
For
55 cents, you will take this letter. Mm-hmm. And you'll take it to somebody who lives in Miami for me. And they say, yes. To me, that's still a miracle. Don't give me your BS about, hey, have you ever heard of email? Yes, I have. But I like to go to the mailbox.
Look at that. Just paid a bill in another country.
Wasn't the official mail crew of Garage Logic was at Summit, led by Pete the Mailman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Met Pete finally.
55
cents. I
don't
think much mail got delivered.
No, they were all done with their shifts. this happened in October, John.
Yeah.
The U.S. Postal Service Board of Governors, oh, would I love to be on that board, suggested or requested a 5-cent increase to the forever stamp. I still have quite a few, and apparently we have until January 27th to buy them at the, what are they now? I don't even know. 50 cents?
I thought they were 52, but I could be
whatever.
Wrong. I'm not sure.
I have a really nice supply of stamps, and I'm going to add to it before January 27th.
You are cheating the man.
I'm going to cheat the man. Cheat the man. Because to me, that's still an amazing miracle.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm tired of young people looking at me and say, watch this, press a button on their phone and say, just paid a bill in another state.
Love that.
You know
line.
What that is? That's voodoo. That shouldn't even be done. It's
you should come to my house and watch TV sometime.
No, I'm not going to.
How does he plug it into his phone?
I don't like that, all that TV stuff.
A Chanel purse left in a Manhattan subway station. I wish Kenny was here for this. Held a $10,000 surprise for the man who found it.
Yeah.
Richard Taverna was on West 66th and Broadway subway stop earlier this week when he spotted the purse by a wall. He told an online blog he saw only some paper with Russian writing on it. He took it home and took a closer look and discovered 100 $100 bills wrapped in that paper.
Wow.
The next morning, and this is the part Kenny would love, Taverna brought the purse to the local police precinct. Kenny would say, of course. Didn't he just keep the money? First, though, he laid the bills out on a table and snapped a photo so everyone would believe him. Luckily, a woman had reported the missing money to police before she went back to Russia. It will await her when she comes back to New York.
See, I think there's an extenuating circumstance in this story.
Yeah?
Can't you keep it if it's commie money?
Well, it was American money.
I know, but owned by a commie? No, I'm being facetious. You have to give it back. It's not yours.
It's not yours.
Kenny would obviously say that we're morons for turning it in, but turning it in is only the right thing to do.
That's right.
Especially during this time of Christmas.
You got cows in a field making a crucifix.
They did that on their own. And don't worry, kids. The government shutdown is not affecting NORAD. Santa is currently being tracked. He's in Armenia. He's working his way to your house in Minnesota and Gumption County. And again, two choir performances today by the Garage Logic Wives Choir. 4 o'clock on Hello, Hello Lake. And then again at 8 with that joint singing of Baby, It's Cold Outside on the east shore of Spoon Lake at the gazebo.